Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He's the president. He's the founder of the King Biscuit over at Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Live Plan. And the original Business Plan Pro, that was his original baby. He's the author of all the important books on business planning, including Hurdle, what's the new one, Tim? I was with the Plan As You Go. Wait, the Plan As You Go Business Plan. I remember. I just had to get it out of the dust back there in the back there. Tim Berry, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be talking to you.
I don't forget it. It might take a minute to get out of there, but I always remember. Hey, Tim, it's good to have you back, folks. Whenever Tim speaks about entrepreneurship, when Tim Berry speaks about small business, when Tim Berry speaks about how to get a little more sophisticated and become a better CEO of our company, of our businesses, I listen, and I hope you will too. I know you do because he's been with us all these years. Tim, thanks again for being here. You've got some what you call dangerous half-truths of entrepreneurship to talk to us about. What does that mean?
Half-truths indeed. And let me, the cliches that the supposed elderly greats of entrepreneurship, the people who have supposedly made it, use way too often and way too freely without enough qualification that end up being bad advice.
Right.
That's what that means.
All right. What's the first one?
The first one is do what you love. And you just...
Boy, you hear that all the time, don't you?
Oh, how often do you hear that that's the secret of entrepreneurship? You know, I was reminded the other day because I posted something about what angel investors want, which is another subject that we've talked about, but, you know, specific things that makes for a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody comes back with, but you skip do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
And as I scratched the surface there, the somebody was one of these people who was reading and repeating cliches as if frequent repetition makes it true. And I responded, well, angels don't care if you love it. They care if it's going to grow and make money. And this person says, no, but you have to do what you love or you'll fail. Well, no. So half-truth in that case.
But I am glad you called it a half-truth.
Because
it is partially true.
Exactly.
Because, and this is where I lay it at the feet of this explanation, and that is that I tell people that, you know, there are two sides to operating a business successfully. One is the fun stuff, taking your product to market and selling it and talking to customers and buying and selling, right? That's the fun part. The other side is what I call the diaper changing side, where, you know, that's the stuff we hate to do, but somebody's got to do it. And then you have all the times when things are so horrible that you can't imagine ever doing this again. What makes you come back? It's got to be something you love.
It certainly helps. I would question that it doesn't have to be. It certainly helps. But that is so much not enough.
Well, I do thank you for calling it a half-truth. Because I'll tell you, Tim, and you know, you've been right here with me all these years. I don't know how many times I've come, years ago, I came in to do my show, and I didn't know if the forces of the world were going to allow me to keep doing it or not. And there were times when it would have killed a normal man. And the one thing that kept me coming back was how much I love doing this.
And there, that was only going to work. And there's another one where I want to bring this up. With keep that memory, because there's another one of these. But even there, let's stick with that one. You could have done that over and over again forever and failed with it if it didn't have the other condition.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
it
right.
It has to be something somebody else wants to pay for.
Yep.
And you have to have the resources
to
do it.
Not enough
right.
All by itself. And that's the reason why, as I said, I'm going to say it the third time because I think it's worthy. That's the reason Tim was very wise, as he always is, in calling these half-truths. Meaning you got to be careful not to let them suck you into their vortex and where you try to live on these half-truths on the wrong side of them. You got to have both sides. It's a pendulum. It's like a pendulum. And we're gonna talk about some more of these half truths with our good friend Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.